go. Oh.
Much like nuclear loose pitches, kind of all over the place. Welcome back.
One thing we can all come back to a center on here, Karen Allen, hot.
Not.
No.
Boop. We were talking about, I don't know how Karen Allen's name came up in the break. Oh, because we were talking about Mia Sara, and then we started talking about one-hit wonder actresses, and Karen actually was in a few different movies. She was the woman in the original Indiana Jones movie.
Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Yes, and she is not even aged as well as Branch Rickey / Harrison Ford.
Man, Harrison Ford's making a return, too, you know?
Yeah, he's an actor that's in a lot of movies.
Lately.
Yeah. You're right, though. He has been the ubiquitous Harrison Ford. At least he's not trying to play Indiana Jones anymore. Although I heard that there might be another one that he may be involved in. I guess he'll be playing the role of his, like his father did, or his movie
Sean
father.
Connery.
Did you like that one?
No.
Wait. Are you talking about the Holy Grail?
Yeah,
I loved the Holy Grail.
I did too. That was great.
I think Crystal Skull sucks.
I agree. Well, anything with Shia LaBeouf
just
is not good.
Sucks.
Yeah, totally terrible.
I was leading into something else.
Nate Olson's here from Sync Weekly. Nate's usually pretty smart, but he doesn't know crap about Indiana Jones movies because he thinks the Holy Grail wasn't good.
I didn't like it as much as I liked the Crystal Skull one pretty good.
Nate, you chose poorly. Yeah, wrong. Matt Couch is here as well. And in addition to winning birthday trivia, he has other stuff for us to find out about. So
I don't know nothing about nothing, Indiana Jones. Football 101 next Tuesday. You said that another member of our staff was in here earlier.
Actually, yes, we've had a lot of staff members in here. Marnie here is today, and we had Shelly in here yesterday, who, by the way, was at the Bon Jovi concert the last time John was here, and they had very similar hair. It was beautiful.
Somehow she got backstage. We don't know how.
Yes. That is
all
true.
Sneaky like.
I'm going to show you this picture, Matt. The crapping grin on one of the other members of the band makes me think that he thought something was going to come of this meeting with John Bon Jovi. Look at that. Look at that picture. I need to post this to our Twitter account. Shelly, is it okay if I post your picture to to our blog or to my Twitter? It is amazing. And these visual bits are not great radio, but basically it's a member of our sales staff standing with John Bon Jovi the last time they were here when they played at Barton Coliseum. Which I don't know exactly what year it was, but needless to say,
93. It was at Barton Coliseum.
93.
That pretty much summed it up.
Because Nate's wife was not allowed to go. Her mom would not let her go.
Nope.
Because she didn't want to see her end up backstage. Oh, it's Tico Torres, I think, is the guy that's looking at him. Anyway, he's got a bad perm. Okay.
So he's got that awesome tan line, the ski goggles.
Yeah, he does.
In the picture.
Hey, everybody. Okay, what do you got?
Hey, everybody. Next Tuesday night, August 13th, War Memorial Stadium. It is Football 101, and we have a star-studded cast. In addition to our guys, of course, David, Tommy, Roger, you, Matt Jones, Trey Schaap, Randy Rainwater, and Rick Schaefer.
You got a booklet already.
Oh, I have a booklet.
Oh, that's nice.
We will also be joined by former players such as Muskie Harris, Anthony Lucas, Ron Calcagni, Marcus Elliott, Jerry Lamb, who played last time they actually won a national championship.
64. I love Jerry Lamb.
64. Ricky Williams. Our Ricky Williams, not pothead Ricky. Bruce James. Matt Harris.
You know, there were actually like three or four Ricky Williams.
There's a lot of Ricky Williamses.
There was one that went for, another one that went for 2,000 yards for Texas Tech back in the day.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Yeah, true story.
J.J. Metters, Broderick Green, Cedric Hobbs, Leotis Harris, C.J. McClain, Isaac Davis, James Rouse, and Billy Moore. And they will all be on hand signing autographs, so bring your items to get autographs. We'll be giving everybody a little football to get autographed. And then also here in the program, a place for the autograph. It's very well thought out.
I see what you did there.
It's very well thought out.
What else is happening? Next Thursday, I'm going to be with Ray Lewis at Verizon Arena. I want everybody to come out.
I'm very excited about this.
I'm very nervous
and
very excited.
You, Kirk Franklin, and Ray Lewis.
Yeah, if you'd have told me a week ago that I was going to introduce Ray Lewis, I'd have said you're crazy. But it turns out that I am.
Now, are you introducing for the meet and greet?
No, for at the big event at Verizon.
Do you have a speech prepared? Do you have a...
I have no clue what I'm even supposed to do.
Ladies and gentlemen.
You know him. You love him. He was a great linebacker, and now he's on ESPN. Ladies and gentlemen, Mike Singletary. See, if I get really nervous, I may say the wrong name or do something stupid.
I think that you're going to get a bit nervous, and you're going to go with it. May or may not. Well, we're not going to skip over that part. But you know.
Just don't talk about that night in Atlanta.
Here's the thing.
You're going to be trying not to talk about it.
Yeah, but you know what? I have been an ardent supporter and defender of Ray Lewis forever, and I think he's a great story. I think he is going to do a great job on ESPN. I've always been a big fan. I think he is... one of the hardest working, most intense individuals. I never thought I would see a linebacker that would impress me more than Mike Singletary back in the day with the
yeah.
Bears. But he is he's amazing. So anyway, I'm looking forward to it. What else?
Right on. Next week, we are going to be at, well, actually, the show with no name, right? You're not going to Beach Fest, are you?
No, I was not invited.
Ah.
That's going to be a very cool event. We need to do a station promotion on that. For those of you who don't know, Beach Fest is going on in Orange Beach. It's centered around the Hangout, which also has a huge music festival during the summer. We actually went there a couple weeks ago. They have a great breakfast special. Right. Anyway, because I'm old and that's what we do.
That's
we
what you're looking
breakfast
forward
places, yeah. But anyway, former coaches, former players, Matt Jones, I know, is involved as one of the featured folks. Mm-hmm. So it's a really cool event for fans to go down and take advantage of it. We need to do a big station deal down there next year. But it's a cool thing and kind of getting the last push towards football season.
Yeah, I would love to accompany on a trip down there next year. Friday the 23rd, Show With No Name is going to be live at Butcher Shop for a youth home fundraiser breakfast, so mark your calendars and get out there. And then we're going to be doing the press conference for the Kickoff Classic. That's going to be on Wednesday, August 28th.
Is that next week already?
Well, just a couple weeks down the road.
Okay.
Mark your calendars.
Jeez Louise.
Next week is Football 101, so we are Football 101 centered around here right now.
When are we going to teach Football 201? I feel like I should have graduated by now. 101 again.
You're like the Van Wilder of Football 101.
I can't get out.
All you need is what, Tara Reid? You'll be good to go?
Gosh, I don't need Tara Reid. Did you see? She did an interview, and she was explaining whale sharks, and she thought that whales and sharks got it on.
That's not.
Oh, my.
That's for real.
I mean, what an idiot.
And she looked it up, and then she realized, no, that's not at all it, because she goes, whales are mammals, and sharks are animals. You mean?
Oh, my.
You mean fish? Because they're all animals, you stupid idiot.
Rumor is they're going to do Sharknado 2, and she was not asked.
She's not in it. No,
not asked to return.
But I was told that actually they worked that out, and she is going to be in it.
Oh, thank God.
Thank God.
It wouldn't be the same without her. Mm-mm. Nope, it wouldn't.